day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and I am your host for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits. With fall making its way around the corner, the Bro Mississauga Perkins Hospital Foundation has announced its annual Oktoberfest event. Oktoberfest is one of many fundraising initiatives on part of the BMP Foundation in support of the BMP Hospital in Bro Mississauga. This year's Oktoberfest event will be supporting the purchase of 2 decentralized automated cabinets for the BMP Hospital, which will further support BMP Hospital staff in providing quality care to its patients. Francis Laramé, who is the executive director of the BMP Foundation, speaks to us about the significance behind this year's Oktoberfest event and what the community can expect when they head on over to the Domaine des Latisans in Brigham on October 14th. We hope that you enjoy our conversation with Francis. Francis, before we got into our interview, I wanted to start off by thanking you for always taking the time to chat with CIDI about the BMP Foundation's fundraising initiative.
Thank you so much, Taylor, for inviting me. It's always nice to be able to spread the word about the new things happening at our hospital and what our foundation do. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. So, Francis, we are here today to highlight the BMP Foundation's upcoming annual Oktoberfest event, which, of course, is a super popular event for the BMP Foundation, and the important role that this year's event will play in the fundraising initiatives for the BMP Hospital. So, from my understanding, all proceeds raised at this year's Oktoberfest event will go towards 2 new decentralized automated cabinets. And I was just wondering if you could start off by please explaining what a decentralized cabinet is for our listeners before we go into discussing the Oktoberfest event and why these pieces of equipment are so significant for the hospital.
Sure, that's always the fun part, explaining what actually we do and how donations and participations to our event help. Those decentralized automated cabinets will be installed in our birthing pavilion and in our operating theater at the BMP. They serve mainly the pharmacy department. So what this allows is that usually there's a main pharmacy in the hospital which holds all the medication that needs to be dispensed to the patients. But therefore, this allows to have like a little mini pharmacy in each department. Therefore, it creates faster accessibility in any situation to the staff, to the prescription drugs and other things. Also, it highly simplifies the process of administering the medication. What that means is that instead of using a standard locked cabinet on wheels and filling out forms manually, the staff have access to a computerized system. Therefore, they input credentials to be able to identify themselves, and it's linked directly to the patient's file. So therefore, it's faster and more accurate in any case.
Okay. And from my understanding, it's not only Oktoberfest, but all funds raised at this year's events will be going towards these 2 new pieces of equipment in particular. So I just wanted to ask you why this was the case. I know that usually the BMP Foundation has a bunch of different fundraisers that happen throughout the year for a number of different purposes. So why focus on these 2 pieces of equipment in particular this year? How will they support the BMP Hospital in providing quality care?
That's a great question. First of all, these 2 pieces of equipment, in regards of their cost, is up to $171,000. So therefore, it's quite an expensive endeavor that we will embark very soon with the event. So therefore, we figured that it would be best to canalize all our efforts to 1 piece of equipment in order to completely fund it through our events. And mainly this piece of equipment, obviously all our practitioners work to make the environment as safe as possible, but this is another layer of security for the patient that is being added. And furthermore, with the lack of staff that we are all aware of, it will help simplify a little bit of part of the work of the workers and also help them do it a little bit more, spend a little bit less time on paperwork and other things, since the computerized system will be able to take a load off of the workers and the nurses.
And from my understanding as well, when I went over the press release, a lot of errors that are reported in hospitals, a lot of the time they have to do with medication errors, if I'm understanding correctly.
Correct. There is a lot that can happen with the administration of drugs. Like the type of, there are many types of drugs available. Quantities vary from patient to patient. Also the frequency at which they are administered is quite varied from a patient to another. So therefore, the added layer of security, let's say a nurse would like to administer a drug, and on paper she has to look to make sure that the latest dose has been given or not. Well, therefore, the computer will immediately notify the nurse in case, like, well, no, this dose has already been administered, like, you don't need to do anything, like, this person took care of it. So, therefore, it helps to have a, you know, like a little inner surveillance in terms of medication inside. And also, all the little, the medication is put into individualized locked cabinets. So, therefore, when someone accesses the patient's data, it will only unlock the concerned medication boxes and no other ones. So, therefore, one cannot take another medicine instead of another, since it's already programmed in the system to look at all.
Okay. From my understanding as well, this is two of many decentralized automated cabinets that have been installed in the BMP hospital. You've chosen to add one into the Burbank Pavilion in the operating room. So I was just curious to learn as to why you thought it would be important to have these cabinets for these two areas in particular in the hospital.
Well, that's a great question. We already have one of those installed in the ER, which functions really great with the staff. So it has been a proven and tested method. So us at the foundation, we are looking to help standardize practice throughout the hospital, so that therefore there is no two different layers of quality, so that every worker can be able to work it with the same policies and processes.
Okay, it's to just create a standard across all departments at the hospital, basically.
Absolutely. That's what we're looking for.
Okay. All right. Well, now let's get into Oktoberfest a little bit more. I'm sure people are excited to hear, you know, all about the reason behind this event and what it's going to support, but I'm sure they're also excited to hear as to what's in store at this year's Oktoberfest. So I didn't know if you wanted to highlight perhaps some of what the community can expect this year if they attend the Oktoberfest event.
Absolutely. Last year, with the Domaine de l'Artisan, we set the event into a new venue, which was very appreciated in terms of space and also the, so to say, vintage look that really adds to a familiar sense of a real Oktoberfest. So this year, we're looking to build off all the new possibilities that the venue offers us. Obviously, we will have three local microbreweries that will be able to share their products with the participants. And we also have a competition, a beer holding competition. So therefore, there are prizes that can be won throughout this. We also have a few little surprises that we will have on site. And obviously, it wouldn't be complete if we couldn't have an original German band to play the music and put everybody into their festive mood.
Great. Well, I guess my last question for you, Francis, was, you know, I've spoken to you many times before about the different fundraisers that you do. I just wanted to end by asking you how important these fundraising events like Oktoberfest are for the BMP Foundation and the BMP Hospital. You know, does the hospital depend on the fundraising initiatives of the BMP Foundation? I remember discussing the work of the BMP Foundation with other fellow journalists and colleagues who aren't necessarily from Quebec, and they're so surprised to hear of a foundation purchasing such significant pieces of equipment for our local hospital here and having community members be involved in raising funds to buy this equipment rather than government support doing so. So I just wanted to get a little bit more insight into how important these events are for the hospital here in Rome, Mississauga.
Our foundation indeed has an important role to be able to raise the standards of care in our local hospital. And also, it's by raising the standard of care that also consolidates the care that are available here in Cowansville, because we all know that the closest hospital would be either Granby or Montreal or Sherbrooke. So our local hospital is a really, it's a local treasure that we want to keep. So not to make any analogies, but like if you buy a car and you really like it, well, you're going to try to keep it in the best shape as possible and put all the care that you can in order to keep it as long as you want. So it's a little bit the same. And as many of my predecessors have already compared it in regards to why a foundation purchase of equipment, our governments have limited budgets in order to either replace, modernize, or create new treatment spaces in the hospital. So therefore, not to make another car analogy, but our foundation, like, we don't necessarily put the wheels on, but we make sure that there are really good tread tires and that, like, we put the electric windows in it and the AC in it so that people are comfortable when they come to the hospital. So it's a weird analogy, but I kind of like it because it sort of expresses clearly what we do. So we're not there to do, you know, the groundwork or anything like that, but we are here to put like the cream on the top and make sure that when people are treated, they're treated comfortably and with the best care possible in that regard. So this is what we do. This is why it's so important to us. And for them, and as I've mentioned before, like in order to preserve our services here, well, we've got to make them the best that they can be so that they become indispensable.
Definitely. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Francis, about the Oktoberfest event, perhaps when and where it's taking place or where people can find more information before we sign off.
Absolutely. The registrations are live at the moment on the BNP Hospital Foundation's website. So that's on fondationbnp.ca. And you can click on participate and select the Oktoberfest. And people can either purchase individual tickets, tables of 8 or tables of 10.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again, Francis, for chatting. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Taylor. Thank you so much for having me again.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.